got it. Here we go.
Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala. Great to have you along. And it's time now for Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. She's in studio with us. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love one question at a time. Sponsored by our great friends, Meineke Auto Care in Hanover and Quincy. They are the best. Love Meineke Auto Care in Hanover and Quincy.
And they're offering 50% off of an oil change.
Oh, well, you better take care of that. Yeah. Francesca, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
So here we are, getting towards the end of the year here. Happy end of the year to you, by the way. Hope you have a good 2026, everybody. And we'll have more Love Bites in 2026, so keep those questions going. We'll tell you how you can reach out to Francesca. But right now, we do want to answer this email that came in. It's pretty an extensive one here. We'll call her Amy, okay?
Ooh, that is a long one, it looks
right,
like. Huh?
Yeah,
that's
look
okay.
At that.
That's okay. Read it. Read it. Let's go.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to read it, and then we'll hear Francesca's thoughts. And here we go. This is from Amy. Dear Francesca, I have been noticing that when I don't agree with my boyfriend, instead of just saying, no, that's not going to work for me, or something similar, I take the road of trying to find a reason why it won't work for him. Mm-hmm. Like I spin things so it looks like I'm not in his favor rather than the real reason, which is I don't feel comfortable with it. I thought that was actually clever until my BFF said to me one day, why do you always have to find a way to not have it working for him rather than just saying no? I will give you an example. Okay. Hey, my best friend is having a holiday party, and I know you don't like his fiance, but he's my best friend. Now, I get that it's important to him, but I absolutely can't stand how passive-aggressive she is towards me. She is best friends with her boyfriend's ex, and she treats me with serious disrespect. Instead of saying, I know this is important to you, but I would rather not be a part of a party where I come home and feel horrible, I say, I feel it will make you uncomfortable if I don't enjoy myself, or I know she doesn't like me, so I don't want her to feel uncomfortable. Do you get what I mean? I'm a little confused by this letter myself, but Amy,
really?
I think it's a lot for me to take. I turn it into, it's not going to be in my boyfriend or boyfriend girlfriend, my boyfriend or boyfriend's girlfriend's best interest. How about I just say, no, I don't want to go, but I will see you when you get back. I feel like such a coward. Francesca. All right, so Amy G. So
okay,
Amy, we'll call her Amy. What do we think?
Okay, so the deal is this. Her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend is friends with the new girlfriend. Is that right? Wait, I'm trying to understand the whole thing. Okay, so in other words, okay, so the girlfriend, the best friend's girlfriend is friends with his old girlfriend. Is that right? And that's what makes the new girlfriend uncomfortable. Because
yes.
She does not treat her well. Because she's sort of dismissive with her.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
does that sound right?
Well, I guess that's the thing is, right, when she notices, when it doesn't, it's something she doesn't want to do, she can't just say,
that's right,
it's not going to work for me.
That's
with
right.
Any of these examples, it
exactly,
sounds like, right?
Exactly. So she's avoiding, so it's Amy, is that her name?
Yeah, we'll
call
her Amy.
Okay, Amy. So you're avoiding your own discomfort. And I also need to add that it's a little bit manipulative. I mean, you likely do this because you don't want to potentially hurt your own relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want to admit that you have your own needs. So I'm not sure why that is, but you'll be hurting your relationship by not being straight about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so, Rob?
Yeah.
By not saying it like it is. I mean, we all have that issue to some degree, don't we? I mean, we always want to kind of, you're staring at that letter or that question, like, are you sure you got the question there? I just want to make sure.
I don't know. I think it's the main reason is what we're talking about.
Well,
you're right. And then
issue,
she has this example in
the
here.
The main issue is that she does not want to just say, hey, this is how I feel. I don't feel comfortable going to your best friend's party. For whatever reason, whether, you know, she can either give a reason or not, but, you know, I'll see you when you get back home. But she's not doing that. She's turning it. She's twisting it into, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable or, you know, I don't want your best friend to feel uncomfortable. So she's kind of twisting it into making it more of about them, that she's sort of saving them. And that's
probably why I'm confused.
That's a little sneaky. That's kind of like it reminds me of, dare I even say this on the air, but, you know, this is, and may my mother rest in peace, but I remember she did not want to come to my house for a party. It was a long drive, granted, and but I was having this dinner party, and instead of her just saying, you know, it's, I really just don't want to come, it's just too far, whatever, she couldn't bring herself to do that, so she kept saying, Francesca, it's really a lot of work for you. Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh.
And I started getting really upset with her, like, Mom, excuse me? I guess I want to have this. Oh, I don't want it to be too much for you. And I started, and I picked up on it. It's like, do you just not want to come? Because if you don't want to come, say you don't want to come. And I was getting really uptight about it. But so there are sometimes people who will really twist something because they don't want to do it, but they under the guise of it sort of being better for the other person. Is this making sense?
No, it does make sense,
right? But it's really a little sneaky.
Yeah.
And you don't want to look like the bad guy.
There's only a little ice cream left. I'll say, Francesca, you know, I know you're working on your diet.
And then exactly.
And then that way I can try to maybe guilt the person into leaving the ice cream for me.
Exactly.
So I can eat it. Yeah.
You know, that's a very... Well, that's a very good point.
But you're right. I think we're all guilty of doing some of this sometimes. But I think what Amy is trying to say is that she feels, and she is noticing that she's doing it a lot.
Which I think is, I think that's awareness and excellent insight. And so I commend you for that, Amy. But, you know, and you don't want to maybe come across as unsupportive or difficult with your boyfriend. That could be part of it as well. So you dress it up as concern for his comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, or like what in the case with my mother, if someone else's feelings meaning mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But people can also kind of sense that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. People can kind of sense that manipulative. I don't know. I can't, no one can see my face right now, but it's just kind of a, it's kind of sneaky. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad, Amy, because I really admire that you, first of all, are acknowledging that you're doing this and that you're asking for help. Right. So, but the truth isn't that he will be uncomfortable. The truth is that you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're leave feeling the party feeling small or disrespected, because that's what's really going on. She doesn't that reason should be enough. She's saying she does not want to go to the party because her boyfriend's best friend's present girlfriend makes her feel she's dismissive to her because she's friends with the ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
All right, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, but all you need to say is no, and that needs to be enough. But you know, you've heard that expression, no is a complete sentence. But boy, that just saying no, it seems like you need more.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But no doesn't need a closing argument.
Yeah. You want to go to Susie's house? No. Okay.
Well, what you do, Rob,
I think, well,
you say, well, we'll give that some thought.
I think most people would say, well, why? Why don't you want to go? And then you would have to have that discussion, I guess, right?
Well, when I ask you
I don't feel like it. I said no.
Yeah, well, when I ask you, why do you not want to, do something, or what do you think about that? You say, well, I'll give it some thought.
Yeah.
So you kind of push that off.
Yeah, we'll think about that.
Yeah, but you don't have to convince anyone that your discomfort is... Your discomfort is good enough, all right?
Okay.
That's it.
All right,
so... It just has to be real. And it doesn't make you a coward, Amy. But real intimacy and communication actually does require more authenticity. So let me just give you, I did just write up a little healthier version to say to your boyfriend, okay, that this, you might like this better. I know this is important to you, my love, whatever, and I respect that. But I'm choosing not to go because I don't feel emotionally safe there. But I hope you have a great time, and I'll see you afterwards. And you're just creating a boundary. No manipulation required. So, you know, when you stop making your no about someone else's comfort, it's much, much healthier for the relationship. A clean, honest no usually starts exactly where you are by realizing that you've been negotiating their own feelings away. So, you know, that's my Love Bites tip for the day. And take that into the new year. And you know what? When someone says, do you want it? It's the same thing with a drink. You want another drink? Nah. I have another one. Nah. Oh, come on. No.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you'll be paying. It's just like that. You'll be paying for that extra drink that next morning.
Mm.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All right. So happy new year.
Well, we hope that helps out, Amy, in the new year.
All our listeners, I'll look for more of your questions. You can submit your questions by going to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and clicking on Contact Me. And please, we are winding down from the ugly sweater contest. Okay, the ugliest sweater in 2026. The person will win, it can be a man or a woman, a $250 gift certificate to Beyond Aesthetics for a Glow True Facial. And I have had not one, not two, but three in my lifetime, and they are absolutely fabulous. And it's a great prize. So submit. Today is the last day to actually.
Today?
Yes, today is actually the last day to submit your. That's right. The last day to submit your photo. And so jump on your computers now and send me that picture. And happy new year to all of you.
All right. And again, where do they send it to?
They send it to info@talkwithfrancesca.com.
All right. Love Bites. We do it every week at this time on WATD. Happy New Year, Francesca.
And happy new year to you, Rob, and all our wonderful listeners. Stay safe tonight.